Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To Florida, to our house here, and just waiting things out. But good spirits, healthy, and hopefully you and your family are too, buddy.
Yeah, same thing. I'm in good spirits, really good spirits. I'm optimistic about this. I don't know when, but I have a faith and a belief there's a light at the end of this tunnel. Now, when you were in Arizona with the Cubs, how did this come down for you guys? Did they just say, hey, everybody go home? What happened?
Yeah, it was really kind of odd. I was not broadcasting a night game, and then the next day I was supposed to do the Cubs Sox game, which is always entertaining. And I was sitting in a restaurant in Scottsdale having dinner with my cousin, who's the ultimate South Side of Chicago guy. And as you can imagine, he really likes the team in black, not the team in blue.
Yeah.
And we were watching the Cubs game on the TV in the restaurant, and he was coming to the game the next day. And all of a sudden, we saw go across the screen on the ticker that one of the NBA guys had gotten.
Yeah, Rudy Gobert, yep.
Yep. And so that goes across, and then some other things. I think there was something about an Olympian, and then all of a sudden, I read that, and I went, Mark, that's it. We're going to be done. And that's my cousin's name. And I just said, there's no way, once one of the athletes gets infected, that we're going to be playing. And I said, us of all people, we're just at the start of our season. They're going into playoff time and all that. I just knew we were going to be done. We did not play the next day. They did play in Florida, actually. They played a few games in Florida that next day. But I knew by the time we got, you know, the time got to Arizona, we were not going to play, and we didn't. And, you know, guys stuck around for about a week in Arizona, Mike. And then I would say now there's not even a handful of players in Arizona, and just about everybody is headed to their own homes.
And even home, if home is a different country, are they going all over?
I would think not. I can't imagine guys leaving the country. It depends on where you're going, I guess you might say. I don't know if Darvish would go to Japan. I would doubt that. I would think the guys going to Venezuela, I would doubt that. Maybe Puerto Rico for Javi or some of our guys that could go to Puerto Rico, maybe. But I would say most guys will stay, if not all guys, would stay in the States and try to train in their own homes or whatever they have. I mean, most guys have pretty good training set up in their own houses, so they'll probably do something like that the best they can.
We're learning that a little bit. Like Nelson Cruz, it looked like a health club that he was working out at, and it was his house. What would you have done as a player if they did this? What would be your approach so that you didn't lose any ground?
I would have done as much as I could with my legs, even if it was throwing a ball up against the wall and taking ground balls where you're just kind of going up and down and taking your ground balls.
Like being a kid again, huh?
Totally. Same thing, right? I mean, and the other thing I would do is I would get into a schoolyard or something like that where there was a brick wall, and I would fire a baseball against that wall, and I'd play long toss into that wall and make sure that I kept my arm going and kept my body kind of going. And, you know, we've seen some video on YouTube and things like that of guys swinging. You know, I was a hitter, so I always had some kind of something around the house where I could take some swings. And there was always a bat, batting gloves, and a bag of baseballs somewhere. So I was going to hit. There was no doubt. So I'd have found a place to hit, even if it was into a blanket like we did as little kids in the basement.
But it's amazing, and kind of what we've learned over the years, isn't it? Is, I mean, you talk about tee work and soft toss, and you think about that for little leaguers. Now you see, I mean, that's just such standard protocol at the big league level. I assume this must be a really effective and important way to train, and you don't need much.
Well, I can't really hit bags of baseballs off the tee as a big league ball player every day. I'm talking about every single big league game, I hit 150, 200 baseballs off a tee.
Wow.
Before I ever stepped onto a field in a big league game. So, I mean, you hit bags of balls all the time. You know, like you see the golfers go out and hit shag balls. Well, we did the same thing into a net 2 or 3 feet in front of you. But, I mean, that's how you keep your swing and you have that feel, you know, that body awareness and the feel and muscle memory. Absolutely.
Coom, can you stay on with us through a break?
Absolutely, buddy.
I love it because nobody turns me down to stand through a break anymore. Nobody's got anywhere to go. When
There's
I come
no
back,
to go, brother, happy to talk to you.
When we come back, I'll talk to Ron Coomer about revisions they could make to the schedule at some point in time. And could we see games at, say, Target Field, say, October 30th that are just in the regular season? We'll ask Coom about that when we come back. Sports to the Max on WCCO.
Miss a newscast? Use the rewind feature on radio.com now.
For over 10 years, Advantage Seamless Gutters has been replacing and installing gutters in all of Minnesota and western Wisconsin with a customer experience that's second to none. No matter what the design or type of gutters, Advantage Seamless Gutters will help you get the gutter system that's right for you. Advantage Seamless Gutters is also the largest dealer of Valor Gutter Guard in the country, offering the most advanced clog-free gutter system available. To schedule a free estimate, visit AdvantageSeamlessGutters.com. Advantage Seamless Gutters. Experience the advantage.
Mike Max with you for Catholic United Financial, and I've got a question for you. Where do you park your safe money? Bet you've been asking that question a lot lately. You know, the proverbial money in the mattress or the piggy bank or on the shelf. Did you know the folks at Catholic United Financial serve that role extremely well? They've been a financial safe place for over 140 years, a place where your money grows and is secure from the ups and downs of the markets. So if you're revising or refining your financial plan, consider Catholic United Financial. As you age, one thing is for sure, you can't afford a big loss on what's often taken a lifetime to earn. Don't do it. Take control. Put some of your hard-earned money with a company you can trust. Catholic United Financial's products stay ahead of the curve and keep you ahead safely now and in the years to come. People helping people for over 140 years. Catholic United Financial. Every step, every journey, they're there for you for life. Go to CatholicUnitedFinancial.org/MikeMax. Welcome back. Sports to the Max. News Talk 830 WCCO. If you missed something on the show and you want to catch it again, go to Rewind on Radio.com. Just download the Radio.com app and use it to listen to podcasts in your favorite segments on News Talk 830 WCCO. Joining us, the Centerpoint Energy Hotline, Ron Coomer will resume our baseball conversation. Ron, a quick question along the lines of what we were talking about. I had a father ask me, they said, you know, my son was training and he was getting ready for tryouts and all those things that go with being a kid. And now that, you know, you can't access the same facilities, he says, I can't access the same teachers and I don't know how to teach him how to hit. Now, he's played baseball for a few years, his kid has. My advice to him, and now correct me if I'm wrong and let the people, I said, just hit, just swing away, just try to hit it hard and don't worry about all the mechanics right now. Just try to get hand-eye going. Good advice, bad advice, what do we got?
No, very good advice. And then there's a couple simple rules of swinging a bat, that especially for younger people. Watch the ball hit the bat. Don't watch where the ball goes.
Mm-hmm.
Don't keep your eyes in contact. Get a good weight shift from being loaded to staying balanced through your swing. And then just what you said, Mike, swing. Take a bunch of swings, hit off the tee, hit a ball into a rug in the basement, whatever you have to do. Just, you know, makeshift games. I know my dad and I would play. We'd have these tennis balls or rubber balls in the basement, and he would fire them at me from a short distance, and I'd have to short hop balls barehanded.
Yeah.
We used to do all kinds of stuff. Pretend I was a goalie, and you'd do
sure.
that. All kinds of those things. They all work. We all did that, right?
Yeah, and it all transfers, right?
It all works, buddy. That's right.
Okay, so let's just say, now, first of all, these guys are into spring training. I think that's a good thing. They've played games. They've been training for a while. And, of course, guys train year-round as well. That being said, whenever they lift this, how long from the time they would start workouts till you could play a regular season game do you think?
I'm going to say 2 weeks is what we're going to go with. That's my thought. In 95, during the lockout strike thing that we had going, we spent 3 weeks in spring training. We had a three-week camp, and then we played. I think because of the length of time guys have already spent in camp, this is not a lockout, so guys are doing whatever they can do. You know, this isn't, you know, where guys are staying at home. They're staying at home, but they're working out. They're doing everything they can do to get ready for the upcoming season. I think 2 weeks, you're going to get probably two starts from a guy in a rotation, and then he's going to pitch the opening day. So that would be my thought. 2 weeks is what I think they're going to go with, and you'll get things cranked back up.
How much would you expand the rosters by, or would you just do it on the pitching side? What would you do?
I would give teams probably two extra for the first month.
Yep.
You know, something like that. You know, right now we're at a 26-man roster, and there's only 13 pitchers.
Yeah.
I would give those managers the option of using those guys however they wanted, the extra two. And the other thing I would do is I would take away the three-hitter minimum.
Yeah, the new rule has been implemented. Yep.
That rule stinks to begin with, Mike, and now that guys are not going to – we're all discombobulated with spring – I would throw that rule right where it belongs, right in the circular file.
Yep. Sit on that one for a while. Let's just get through the year, right?
Yeah, totally.
Now, if this thing takes shape and it starts July 1st, and they say, okay, we want to get X amount of games in, and we have X amount of southern cities, western cities, and dome facilities that we're going to play the regular season, say, through October. Well, obviously, you at Wrigley Field would be affected. The Twins would be affected greatly. Detroit, obviously, you can do the math on where they'd be affected. But do you think that that's a viable option, and they may even have to come up with backup facilities so that if the Twins are at home, they make sure the Brewers are on the road just in case, just so they can get games in somewhere?
It's possible. Nothing would surprise me. After some of the things I've heard, nothing surprises me now with our league. The issue that you run into then, so let's say the playoff system stays put as is. If you play, let's say October 20th, so you're talking about the second round of the playoffs starting November 1st.
Right, which goes back to what I was just talking about. Would you have to have backup facilities or what?
I think you would almost have to do the rounds of playoffs in neutral sites.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, I that would have to be... There's no way you could.
Yeah, and then the other thing you would avoid then is
November,
you could play straight through.
November,
you wouldn't have to have off days, right?
Correct. You know, the thing that's going to happen, I believe, with the regular season, you know how they've added these off days every month, travel days. All that's going to get thrown out the window for this season, I believe, during the regular season. The one thing I hope they don't do that I read this morning, but I hope this does not happen, is they go to two doubleheaders per week.
Yeah.
If they do that, guys are going to get hurt. They're going to be overused. The bullpens are going to get too taxed. And I don't care how many guys you bring up, if your team is winning and you've got your main guys that can win a ball game, you're going to use them. The guys in the pen are going to call down and say, I'm good, I can pitch. And what's going to happen? You know, October, these guys are going to break down and you're going to lose some players to them just being too amped up and wanting to win.
What do you think is going to be the number one challenge for a manager?
First of all, I think adding these roster players, what they're going to do. So that's going to be first. They're going to have to figure out what they have in a very short time. For the Chicago Cubs, now David Ross is first-year manager, and he's getting thrown into this thing where nothing's normal, right? Nothing's going to be normal. So for him, this is going to be, you know, a difficult task with a bunch of new coaches. That's not going to be easy. I would say making sure that your players get enough rest within that first month that they all come back. It's going to be tough to do, but if you play, and they don't get rest, guys are going to break down. So that's going to be the toughest thing, is to use common sense and know that you need to give guys rest. Other than that, once you get an expanded roster, I would assume, you know, you're going to have enough arms, you're going to have enough guys in the roster to do what you need to do.
Do players in general at times like this, does the players' union work well with management because they're on the same page, or is there a lot of fighting back and forth that could go on?
There's going to be positives when it comes to, you know, the playing on the field, where you're going to run into some real fighting is when you start talking about service time and all of those things.
Yeah.
Because you're talking about big bucks and, all those things got to be figured out. I've read a bunch of different things in the last day. It all depends on, too, how long do we sit out? You know, is it July 1st
yeah.
that we start playing? Is it June 1st that we start playing? You know, I read something this morning where the president said, maybe Easter Sunday we can start businesses. Well, does that mean you can start going to spring training and start hacking away and maybe get some things going? Who knows, right? I mean, we're going to have to see.
Yeah, it is. Where were you during 9/11?
I was in Chicago playing for the Cubs. We had played a night game the night before.
At home?
I had a house at home in Chicago. Had a house full of people visiting. And woke up the next morning. Got woken up the next morning from a call from my mom. And we were told what happened. You turn on the TV. And then, everything had happened. And, it's a very weird situation with baseball. You know, obviously the 9/11 attack, it was what it was. It was just unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
But then when we had to get back to life and what you're doing and training and getting back to baseball, it was very hard to get yourself back focused. But I think this will be much different than that. I think the heavy hearts of what happened back then were unbelievable.
Yeah.
This is something we don't see.
It's different.
It's affecting some people, but there's some neighborhoods and houses that don't get affected at all. You just, you're not seeing death. You're not seeing things in front of you like you did on TV at that time. Although this is an extremely deadly virus, and we're seeing it on a daily basis, as far as other places.
Last question. You're also a small business owner involved in a restaurant in Chicago and have been in small business in different ventures over the years. From that standpoint, where does this concern you and what have you seen?
Well, it's difficult. What I'm trying to do is keep a rotation of all my employees somewhat getting in there that want to work, working. Our head chef, I have a really good head chef, and, we're trying to do the best we can do to keep him going. We're doing takeout food like every other restaurant in America. What I'm trying to do is do things that are creative. Maybe if you come in, there might be some tickets thrown your way. There could just be so things like that are what we're trying to do. We're making the best of a bad situation like everybody else, Mike. I'm seeing it here in Clearwater Beach. People.
Yeah, did you get those spring breakers off the beach?
Right, isn't that it was unbelievable. So finally, they shut down the party on Clearwater Beach, and the kids had to go home. And hopefully, they're not all infected, and they're going to stay home. But yeah, the beaches are pretty desolate now. We're about not even 2 miles from Clearwater Beach, along the beach, and our beach is dead. There's nobody really out there. It's pretty quiet for this time of year, that's for sure.
Yeah, I thought maybe that was because you walked out there in Speedos, but that's a different day.
We're not going to be doing anything like that. We don't want to scare anybody.
Coom, I appreciate it very much, and I hope we can do this semi-regularly until we get back to that opening day.
I would love it. Would you do me a favor?
Yeah.
I know my great personal friend, Sid Hartman, just had his 100th birthday.
Yeah.
Would you tell him happy birthday for me, him and David? I know you guys work together with your show. And then tell that Mr. Lee that a lead character, Coom says hi. Would you please?
For sure, buddy. Always good to talk to you. You always make us feel better about the situation, and we appreciate it very much.
Take care, buddy.
You bet. Ron Coomer and Paula down there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.